Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the Man of Rhythm section bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Baer, founder of Convince and Convert. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find his website online. Hug Your Haters. That's his new book. He's the New York Times bestselling author of Utility, which we helped launch on this show way back in the day when he first came out. Now we're helping him launch the new one, Hug Your Haters. How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers. Jay, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. I mentioned earlier that when I speak to small business audiences, the one question that's always, without exception, never fails to get asked is somebody says, and then when he asks this question, everybody else nods their head, how do I deal with negative complaints online and with negative responses, negative comments online? And the only thing I can tell them, Jay, the only thing I know to tell them is there's only one way to do it other than to fix it. The only thing you can do in the immediately, if you don't ever have a chance to fix it, is have more positives than negatives. Is there another two, three questions? Is there anything else you can do other than fixing it? And number two, how do you ask people for positive responses?
Well, you know, the reason I wrote this book, Jim, is that people aren't as good at customer service as they think they are. Research from Bain shows that 80% of companies say, when you ask them if they deliver superior customer service, 8% of their customers agree. So we're not as good as we think we are, which is why I wrote this book.
That's astonishing.
Customer service is being disrupted the same way that marketing has been disrupted, right? It's all in public now and social media, et cetera. And I don't think you need to, quote-unquote, deal with negative reviews. The way to deal with a negative review is to make your business better so that people have less to complain about,
right,
actually. But when you do get negative reviews, you absolutely do need to balance that out with positive reviews. Now, I should say, just an aside there, that negative reviews are not necessarily a bad thing, because there's lots of research that shows if all of your reviews are 5 stars or 4 stars, people don't believe it. It's actually good to have a little bit of 3, 2, 1 star reviews in there, because it makes everything else more credible. So don't sound the alarm if you get 1 or 2 bad reviews. But you absolutely should encourage your customers to provide good reviews of your business in whatever places are important to you.
And they give you signals all the time, don't you?
All the time.
This was a great. I love your food. I really have enjoyed shopping here. You guys have a great location. Whatever, right?
Yes, you have to train everybody who works for you needs to be trained to pick up those signals,
mm-hmm,
and then encourage the customers to provide feedback. So let me tell
you
a story.
Jay, thank you so much for saying that. Would you mind putting that up on your Facebook page that you enjoyed your meal here or whatever? That's all you got to do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Or what's really great is if you have a little card that you give everybody, and they hand the card to them and say, oh, here's how to find us on Facebook, on Yelp, on TripAdvisor, et cetera. And that happened to me just 2 months ago. My company and I were on a retreat in Mexico. We went to this fancy dinner one night. At the end of the dinner, our waiter comes over. His name is Ramon. And Ramon says, look, here's the thing. We're in a tourist town. We're closed in the summer. We're totally closed in the off-season. So I don't get paid in the summer. But the way our manager, he's just standing right over here, the way our manager works it is if we get positive reviews on TripAdvisor, which drives a lot of our business, if we get positive reviews and you mention my name, Ramon, for every positive review that mentions my name, I get a paid day during the off-season.
Wow.
So help me feed my family if I get these kind of positive reviews. I know you guys had a good time tonight.
No pressure there.
He's like, I know you guys had a good time tonight. Would you consider leaving us a review? And here's a card with the direct address to how to get there. And I was like, holy cow, this guy is on it.
Did he say, can I have your number so I can call you and remind you tomorrow?
That was it. They didn't push harder than that. But it made it personal, right, which is really terrific. And a lot of this is just training everybody in your
organization. I would say here's a card to show you how you can mention me on my website or on Yelp or a Trip Report, whatever. And it's because I want a new car. Would you please
help me buy this car?
Yeah, right, I need a new car.
So I'm being silly.
But no, the thing is, customers are giving you we call them buying signals, right?
That's right.
They're giving you signals all the time.
Satisfaction signals is what we
don't
call
them. Don't let them go. Don't let them fall
through
the cracks.
No, not at all. Now, let me just say one thing. Do not provide any sort of incentive. Do not say, and if you give me a review, I'm going to give you a free dessert, or if you give me a review, I'll give you $5 off. it
can't be quid pro quo.
It's against the terms and conditions of all those sites. Yep. There's actually been some legal cases where companies had to pay fines.
Right.
So do not tie it to cash or coupons or discounts. Don't do that.
That's techie.
Well, and it's also borderline
wrong.
Illegal.
It's wrong. Yeah, it's fraud. Yeah, I agree. So, all right, folks, all the rest of the stuff that we didn't cover is in the book, Hug Your Haters, by Jay Baer, B-A-E-R.
Number one customer service book in the world right now.
I believe it. So is there a website for the book?
HugYourHaters.com.
Check it out. Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, my friend. Sure will.
See you later. Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. We're proud of him for the way he's covering these issues. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.